Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 16, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's standout story is a landmark Nature Medicine study of 60,000 plus people showing that different cell types in the same body age at dramatically different rates, and that a blood test may soon reveal which ones are racing ahead. Obesity, it turns out, accelerates brain aging through the exact same molecular pathway as normal cognitive decline, making weight control a direct neuroprotection strategy. Also ahead, new conference data on blocking CD38 to preserve NAD+, a 20-year NIH trial confirming lifestyle beats metformin for multimorbidity prevention, and BioAge's NLRP3 inhibitor entering phase 2 cardiovascular aging trials, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Dementia with Lewy bodies is more common and more underdiagnosed than we thought, from JAMA Neurology. A new meta-analysis published in JAMA Neurology finds that dementia with Lewy bodies, the second most common degenerative dementia after Alzheimer's, rises sharply with age and has been substantially underestimated across existing epidemiological data. Obesity and normal brain aging share an identical molecular pathway, from Neuroscience News. New research finds that obesity-induced memory loss operates through the exact same biological mechanism as normal age-related cognitive decline, not a parallel or overlapping process, but the same one. In supplement news, blocking the enzyme that destroys NAD+ may be smarter than just topping it up. From Nutritional Outlook, emerging research presented at a major NAD+ metabolism conference is shifting focus from raising NAD+ levels via NMN or NR supplementation toward preventing its breakdown, specifically by inhibiting CD38, the enzyme responsible for consuming most of the body's NAD+. Aviato Research featured analysis. From Aviato Research, this week's Aviato Research deep dive applies rigorous evidence review to one of longevity science's most actively evolving areas, separating the signal from the noise across emerging compounds and mechanisms. From the research desk, GLP-1 drugs slow epigenetic aging, but the real credit goes to fat loss. From Fight Aging, a new analysis finds that GLP-1 receptor agonists like semaglutide measurably slow epigenetic aging, but the author argues persuasively that this effect is not a unique drug property. It's a sizable confirmation of the harms done by excess visceral fat and the benefits of losing it. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.